ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके।
टेक्स्ट नंबर 17।
श्रीशुक उवाच इति पुर्वाणो भगवान् तत्रैवान्तराधीयतां सर्वदा चारयां चक्षुर् भवसास्ते समो सहोमयाम्।
ट्रांसलेशन। शुकदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड आफ्टर स्पीकिंग इन दिस वे द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एड विष्णु इमीडिएटली डिसअपियर्ड एंड लॉर्ड शिवा रिमाइंड देयर विथ उमा लुकिंग फॉर हिम ऑल अराउंड विथ मूविंग आईज। 18।
ततो ददशो भोवने वरश्रियं विचित्र पुष्पारुण पल्लवद्रुमे विक्रीदिदिं कन्दुकलीलयालसत् दुगूल पर्यास्त निदम्बमेकलाम्।
देर आफ्टर इन ए नाइस फॉरेस्ट नियर बाय फुल ऑफ ट्रीज विथ रेडिश पिंक लीव्स एंड वेराइटीज ऑफ फ्लावर्स लॉर्ड शिवा सॉ ए ब्यूटिफुल वुमन प्लेइंग विथ ए बॉल। हर हिप्स वेर कवर्ड विथ ए शाइनिंग सारी and ornamented with a belt.
19. Avrutano duratana kambitastana prakashta haroru paraipade pade prabhajayamanam iva matyadastalat pada pravalam Nayatim tata tadam.
Translation. Because the ball was falling down and bouncing up, as she played with it, her breast trembled, and because of the weight of those breasts and her heavy flower garlands, her waist appeared to be all but breaking at every step, as her two soft feet, which were reddish like coral, moved here and there.
20. दिक्षु ब्रह्मत् कंदुग चापले वृषम् प्रोद्विग्न तारायत लोललोचनम् स्वगर्ण विप्राजित कुंदलोलसत् कपोल नीलालग मंदिदाननम्।
द वुमन्स फेस वॉज डेकोरेटेड बाय ब्रॉड ब्यूटिफुल रेस्टलेस आईज which moved as the ball bounced here and there from her hand. The two brilliant earrings on her ears decorated her shining cheeks like bluish reflections, and the hair scattered on her face made her even more beautiful to see. Text number 21, please repeat.
Slathatat दुकूलं बबरीं कबरीं च विच्युदां सन्नह्यतीं वामकरेण वल्गुना विनिज्ञतीं अन्यकरेण कन्दुकं विमोहयन्तीं जगदात्मा मायया श्रद्धदुगूलं कबरींज विच्युदाम्। സന്യഹ്യതീമാമകരേണ വൽഗുനാ വിനജ്ഞതീമന്യകരേണ കന്ദുകം വിമോഹയന്തീം ജഗദാത്മമായയാ ശ്രദ്ധദ്ദുകൂലം കബരീം ച വിച്യുതാം സന്യഹ്യതീം വാമകരേണ വൽഗുനാം വിനിഗ്നദീമന്യകരേണ കന്ദുകം വിമോഹയന്തീം ജഗദാത്മമായയാ ശ്രദ്ധദ്ദുകൂലം കബരീം ച വിച്യുതാം സന്യഗതീം വാമകരേണ വൽഗുനാം വിനിഗ്നദീമന്യകരേണ കന്ദുകം വിമോഹയന്തീം ജഗദാത്മമായയാ ശ്രദ്ധത് slipping or slackening. Dukulam, the sari. Kabarimcha, and the hair on the head. Vichudam, being slackened and scattered. Sanyagatim, trying to bind. Vamakarena, with the left hand. Valguna, very beautifully attractive. Vinignatim, striking. Anyakarena, with the right hand. Kandugam, the ball. Vimohayantim, in this way, captivating everyone. Jagata, the whole world. Atmamayaya, by the spiritual potency, the internal energy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. As she played with the bowl, the sari covering her body became loose and her hair scattered. She tried to bind her hair with her beautiful left hand, and at the same time she played with the bowl by striking it with her right hand. This was so attractive that the Supreme Lord, by His internal potency, in this way captivated everyone. Kindly repeat the translation. As she played with the bowl, the sari covering her body became loose and her hair scattered. She tried to bind her hair with her beautiful left hand, and at the same time she played with the bowl by striking it with her right hand. This was so attractive that the Supreme Lord, by His internal potency, in this way captivated everyone. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In Bhagavad Gita 7.14, it is said, Devi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyayam. The external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely strong. Indeed, everyone is fully captivated by her activities. Lord Shambhu, Shiva, was not to be captivated by the external potency, but because Lord Vishnu wanted to captivate him also, he exhibited his internal potency to act the way that his external potency acts to captivate ordinary living entities. Lord Vishnu can captivate anyone, even such a strong personality as Lord Shambhu. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalagaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugam Garodi Vachalam Bangum Langayade Girim Yatkrapadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam പരമാനന്ദമാധവം കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യേശ്വരം. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീ നന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ, ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ, ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. നമഃ പങ്കജനാഭായ നമഃ പങ്കജമാലിനീ, നമഃ പങ്കജനേത്രായ നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗ്രയേ.
ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ സെഷൻ ഓഫ് ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം. മോഹിനിമൂർത്തി ബിഗ്വിഡേഴ്സ് ലോർഡ് ശിവ, വി ആർ ഹിയറിംഗ് ആക്ച്വലി ലോർഡ് ശിവ ആൻഡ് ഉമ വെൻ ടു ലോർഡ് വിഷ്ണു ആൻഡ് ഡിഡ് എ വെരി നൈസ് പ്രേയേഴ്സ്. വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ത്രൂ ദ ശ്ലോകസ്. Wonderful prayers were done by Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu was very much pleased and he told Lord Vishnu, I have seen all your incarnations, different incarnation, I personally saw it, and today I have a request. I heard that you took Mohini Murti form to bewilder the demons, so kindly show me that. Actually, in some of the Puranas it is mentioned, actually first Lord Vishnu told Shiva, hey, don't ask for it. Not good for you, you saw all other things, you know, this you leave it. He said, no my lord, actually I want to see it. It is said that in the Nandagram in the morning all the demigods used to assemble in the morning till evening. Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Chandra, everybody used to come line up because they want to see the leela activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead every day. What is happening? He is going to liberate somebody, he is going to kill somebody, or what is his leela? Because it is already scheduled, in the schedule it is there. They know that something will happen every day. Every day in Vrindavan something was happening, in Mathura or in Dwaraka, anywhere the Lord was doing some pastime, some leela. Therefore that is only the purpose of coming to this material world. So Lord Shiva saw all the incarnation, other incarnation he saw himself. Sometime the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, for the devotees he show his pastimes. You know, somebody, one devotee actually in South India, in Guruvayur temple, he was writing actually the Bhagavadam in the condensed form. The 18,000 slogas actually he condensed into 1025 slogas. One sloga is the meaning of one canto is there. That was a pandit on Sanskrit. So when sometime actually he was writing the Dashavatara of the Lord, so when he wanted to write about Narasimhadeva, so he was confused actually. My lord, actually I am not getting it, you know, in my imagination. So the Lord himself appeared in front of him as Narasimhadeva, Narasimhadeva form, and he walked in front of him. Have you seen it now? Yeah, okay, now you glorify. So sometime for the devotees he himself is showing. So like Vrindavan Dham, when we go for Vrindavan Parikrama, there is the first or second place stop is called Varaha Ghat. Varaha Ghat, that Yamuna was flowing through that way. There are 24 ghats in Yamuna where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in all the ghats. Ghats means bathing place. So this place actually the Leelasthali of the Lord. Krishna and the gopis and gopas, they used to do pastimes. They used to play Yamuna Tira Vihari. So one day in this particular place, all the gopis assembled in front of Kanaya. Hey Kanaya,
We heard that you assumed the form of a big Varaha and you went inside the water and lifted the earth planet. We don't believe that. He said, you believe or not, I only assumed that form. No, you are such a small boy and how can you take the huge form as Varaha and lift the whole earth? We don't believe. He said, I am telling you, Baba, whether you believe or not, I only did it. Then all the gopis said, okay, then come on, can you show us now that your form which you assume? So, immediately the Lord disappeared and the huge Varaha form appeared in that particular place. That is why the place is called Varaha. Varaha Khat.
Keshavadrita Sugara Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare Hare Mugundaha Jaya Jagadishahare.
So we glorify all the forms which the Lord has accepted. So here also it is mentioned, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned actually, the Bhagavatam is teaching us, every word, every sloga, every line is teaching us something. Those who are actually, this Bhagavatam is compiled for the conditioned souls in this material world, in the Kali Yuga, to get purified. So, Devi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dviratya is a caution is given. Bhagavan is already given a caution. Just like the material world is called Dukhalayam Ashashwadam. When we land into the airport, international airport, some name will be there. This airport, that airport, some name. So we, by landing we can see this is the airport, name is airport is given. Like that, when we are born here, there is a big board is kept. You have come to the place, Dukhalayam Ashashwadam. It is left to you, whether you want to come out of it or you want to go into it, it is choices. How to come out of it, that is also Bhagavan has said. So here, he has said that Dukhalayam, this Mama Maya Duratiya, the whole material world is working under the control of external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's very difficult to cross over. You are put into a test actually. Whether you read it, how to come out, and you are trying for it, or you are getting into it. Birth after birth after birth after birth. But I am giving you, it is not very easy. Mameve prabhadyande maya medan tarantide. If you are surrendered to me, it becomes very easy, like this. You can come out. So who has taken this very seriously? So here, this particular sloga, Prabhupada says, everyone is captivated by her activities. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has appeared as Mohini for captivating the demons, to confuse, illusion them, and take out the nectar from them and give it to the demigod, Deva. That was the purpose. For every incarnation, there is a purpose. Paritranaya satuna vinashaya jaduskridam dharma samsthapanataya sambhavami yugevi. So there is a purpose, Mohini Rupa. The same form Lord Shiva wanted to see. How you captivated the demons. So Prabhupada is saying, Lord Shambhu Shiva was not to be captivated by external potency. He was not supposed to be. He is beyond. He is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Such a person should not be affected by this external energy of the Lord. But he himself is asking, you show me how you took that form, not for seeing it, that is for how you captivated this demons, how they you took up from them. So same form he has shown. So the internal potency of the Lord is only showing this particular form, But external energy is acting in such a way that that particular form captivated Lord Shiva. We cannot find fault with Lord Shiva or Lord Vishnu because it is a drama. The same time the teaching is, the Lord Vishnu can captivate anyone. Even such a strong personality as Lord Shambhu. Yesterday we were hearing actually, one should not be pride at all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, somebody says, I am a devotee. I am a pure devotee of Krishna. That means he is not a devotee. He is not a pure devotee. Pure devotee will never say that I am a devotee. So what we say is, I am trying to be a devotee. Even after so many years, even if they must have achieved something in their life, they understood it, still they say, I am not a pure devotee. Brahma Shiva, Brahmaji is telling Narada Muni, telling, my dear son, see, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I myself, Lord Shambhu, and yourself, Narada Muni. We three know little, very little bit about the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Krishna. Very little. Hardly. Then how can the other demigods, 33,000 crores, the demigods, they can say that we know Krishna? What about the human being, other people, they know Krishna? No. But that difficult task actually, it is simplified by our Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By translating so many books, Bhagavatam, and as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is. And we are able to, every day we are learning actually how great the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. First of all, I just want to read something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching to Sanatana Goswami about Lord Shiva. Many people had got actually a different concept about Lord Shiva. Why? Why Lord Shiva is put into this Maya? Why he is attacked even though he is a great? First of all, we should understand actually he is actually a guna avatara of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami, Paswan etasma sagaleshu nijeshu dejaha suyangiyat pagadayatyabhidatvatatra brahma yesha jagadanda vidana karta govindamadi purusham damasam bhajami. The sun manifests its brilliance in a gem, although it is a stone. Similarly, the original personality of Godhead Govinda manifests his special power in a pious living entity. Thus, the living entity becomes Brahma and manages the affairs of the universe. Let me worship Govinda, the original personality of Godhead. Nice example is given. So, the gem, even though it is a stone, the sun is giving actually the shining. Similarly, any living entity become a pure devotee or like Brahma, a particular time, Bhagavan is actually empowering, special power in pious living entity. Then it becomes the Brahma. Konagalpe di yogyam jivana ki paya apane ishwara tabe amshe brahma gaya. If in a kalpa a suitable living entity is not available to take charge of Brahma, Brahma's post, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself personally expands and becomes Lord Brahma. Sometimes the Lord is not simply empowering somebody. He is seeing actually the past karma, the qualities of the particular devotee. Then only he is empowering. Whatever activities, whatever seva we are doing it actually, we should not claim ourselves it is because of me. No. The Lord has particular time empowered somebody with the mercy. Then only I could do it. Become sometime a dream. Yeah, I could do that. Because that particular time, because of the mercy of the Lord, sometimes the people are not available to take the mercy, then Lord himself becomes the Brahma. He assumes that particular form of Brahma. Yasya angri mangajaro kila loga pale Mauli uttamai dhidam upasida tirtha tirtham. Brahma bhavoham abhiyasya gala kalaya Sri chodhahe majiram asya nipasanam kuha.
What is the value of throne to Lord Krishna? The masters of the various planetary systems accept the dust of his lotus feet on their crown heads. That dust makes the holy place sacred. And even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and I myself, who are all portions of his planetary portion, eternally carry that dust on our heads. This is Balaram himself is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular sloka. He is telling the dust of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody wants to take that dust on their head. Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, and even Balaram, he says. So that is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is empowering somebody.
Nijasmagalaya Krishna tamoguna angigari samharate maya sange yuddharubhathari.
Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands a portion of his planetary portion, a portion of his planetary portion, and accepting the association of the material mode of ignorance, assumes the form of Rudra to dissolve the cosmic manifestation. So that is the Lord Shiva. He is the portion of Lord, and that particular form is associating with the material modes of ignorance out of three, and assumes upon Vidra to dissolve the cosmic manifestation. That is the purpose of Lord Shiva's avatara. He is becoming Lord Shiva Rudra because of he wants to enter into cosmic manifestation, dissolve the cosmic manifestation.
Maya Sangha Vigari Rudra Pinna Pinna Rupa Jeeva Tattva Nahe Nahe Krishna Raswarupa.
Rudra, Lord Shiva, has various forms, which are transformations brought about by association with Maya. Although Rudra is not a level with the Jiva Tattvas, he still cannot be considered a personal expansion of Lord Krishna. So that quality will not be there, Lord Shiva, as a personal expansion of Lord Krishna. It's not personal expansion. Same time, he is not Jiva Tattva also. And he is accepting different, you know, we know that 11 Rudras are there. And when it's associating with the Maya, it gets the different type of names.
Dukta yena amala yoge dati rupadhare duktandara vastu nahe dukta haide nare.
Milk is transformed into yogurt when it associates with the yogurt culture. Thus, yogurt is nothing but milk, but still it is not milk. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami, actually it is transformed into yogurt. Milk is transformed into yogurt, but the quality of yogurt is not the quality of the milk.
Kheeram vidhati divigara vishesha yogat sanjaya dena tutada pradhagasti edo yashambudam avidada samupaiti garyat govindamadi purushandamaham bhajami.
So Mahaprabhu is quoting from Brahma Samhita. Milk changes into yogurt when mixed with the yogurt culture, but actually it is not, it is constitutionally nothing but milk. Similarly, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes the form of Lord Shiva Shambhu for the special purpose of material transactions. I offer my obeisances at his lotus feet. So that is a clarification he is giving actually, what is the relation between Krishna and Lord Shiva.
Shiva Maya Shakti Sanghi Tamo Gunavesha Maya Adida Gunadida Vishnu Paramesha.
Lord Shiva is an associate of the external energy. Therefore, he is absorbed in the material quality of darkness. Lord Vishnu is transcendental to Maya and the qualities of Maya. Therefore, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is a comparison. Because Lord Shiva is always associating with the external energy, Maya.
He is absorbed in the material qualities of darkness. So what is the important point is, we are also, whatever it may be, we are in this material world. As long as we are in this material world, we are actually associated with three modes of material nature. Nishtrayagundhyo Bhavarjuna, one is not come out of three modes of material nature. We are subjected to the reaction of this material world. Because we are associating. We say that we want to become a perfect Vaishnava, we should associate with another perfect Vaishnava who follows. Then only we can become a perfect Vaishnava. Association is very important. As long as Lord Shiva is associating with the material, absorbed in the material qualities of darkness, tamoguna, he is subjected to, he is showing actually. In this connection, it is showing that subjected to affection. Unless, until one is coming out of it actually. I don't know one. Shiva Shakti Yuktaga Shashwada Trilingo Guna Samrita Vaigariga Tajasacha Tamasa Chetyagam Drita. The truth about Lord Shiva is that he is always covered with three material coverings, Vaigariga, Taijasa and Tamasa. Because of these three modes of material nature, he always associates with the external energy and egotism itself. Harirhi Nirguna Sakshat Purusha Prakrite Para Sa Sarvadre Upadrista Tambhajan Nirguno Bhaveta. Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated beyond the range of material nature. Therefore, he is the Supreme Transcendental Person. He can see everything inside and outside. Therefore, he is the Supreme Overseer of all living entities. If someone takes shelter of his lotus feet and worship him, he also attains the transcendental position. This is a message. So one has to come out of all these things by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, who is transcendental person beyond all three gunas. All three gunas are controlled by, he is the controller of three gunas. So one, he is the overseer of all living entities. Someone takes the shelter at his lotus feet and worship him, he also attains the transcendental position. So in this material, in this Kali Yuga, somebody wants to come out of this Maya. We always say that, Prabhu, what is to be done? I am affected by Maya. Maya is not leaving me. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, it is with us actually. We know everything. Only you must know that, you know, when Maharaj used to say that somebody is hugging a pillar, and he is crying. One Brahmana did it. He is crying very hard. Hey, you take me out of this pillar. Take me out of this pillar. I want to come out of this pillar. I feel very hot here. Who is catching the pillar? You are only catching the pillar. It's very easy. You leave the hand. No. Then finish. So like that, we know Maya. It's very powerful. How to come out of it? Bhagavan himself is telling. Sarva dharman parityajya mamegam charanam vraja aham tam sarva bhavibhyo mochayishyami ma sujaga. You can come out. Aranya chintayantoma. You come to all this instruction in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, then you can come out. There is no problem. One Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did a drama, very nice drama, where he assumed actually he was acting as Rukmini Devi. He brought all the dresses and everything. It was in Srivasangan. So everybody wanted, even Sajimata, there is wife was there, everybody was looking at it actually, you know. But Advaita Acharya did not come in that actually. Because he knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu itself is very beautiful. When he has assumed the form of Rukmini Devi, it will be very beautiful. Maybe I will have some desire or something like that, you know, actually. I don't want to see it. But if everybody appreciated actually, nobody could understand that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He assumed that form and he was taking the TS with a feather. He was dipping into TS and he was writing on this paper. He was writing. the message to Lord Sri Krishna. That was the drama actually. He was calling a Brahmana and giving this letter to Krishna, and you go to Dwaraka and give this. So everybody cried when Mahaprabhu did that. Everybody cried. Rukmini Devi was writing, he was Puvana Sundara. He was calling, you know, Krishna, please come and take me. How to come and take me? And all this information she is giving. So Bhagavan, he appeared. Actually, it was, I told you, even Sajimada got surprised. Is it my son? Who that? No, no, it was Rukmini Devi. It's okay. Just like Mohini Murthy came. He assumed that particular form. But nobody could understand actually. That was to give the pleasure, not to captivate anybody. That was to captivate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She wrote the message actually. The message of Krishna. So here he wanted to captivate, that is why it is affected. Otherwise, no doubt, so many times we are actually saying the drama. So even Mahaprabhu is crying. Mahaprabhu is crying very seriously when she is coming. He is coming to Radha Bhava. She is coming for crying for whom? Krishna. Jagannath is also crying. Jagannath is always crying. Jagannath is crying for whom? Radha Rani. So these are the pastime of the Lord. Actually, it is meant for us to understand actually. So it will not affect. We should not worry about actually, you know, somebody says, Prabhupada used to talk very less about Radharani. Because the Radharani can be in a pastime of Leela, Radharani's pastime can be, confidential pastime can be discussed only among such a highly elevated devotee. Certain things Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to recite or hear, but he will select the people. Even in Siva Sangan, he was doing the Namasankirtan, dance and chant, but he was calling selected people. Everybody was not allowed. Because that people will not be affected. Ramananda Raya, actually, he was preparing for a drama with the young girls. He is supposed to dress up them, because otherwise he was not happy. Young girls, he was dressing them. Somebody went and complained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is this Ramananda Raya is talking too much? Now he is dressing some young girls, unmarried young girls. He is dressing them up. How is it possible? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Arey, for him it is possible. For you it is not possible. But the Lord knows actually who is affected, who is not affected like that. He is empowering, you know, he could do that. Same time, he is one of his assistants. He got, in South India, he got entangled with some women and all. Immediately he called and said, you leave me. Come on, go back. I don't want you to see your face at all. Go away from there. Because he was not eligible for it. He has not come to that particular level. So the conclusion is that we should come to that platform in this material world, in the age of Kali Yuga, being Krishna consciousness, try hard to follow the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is simplified and given to us separately by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I read it, understand it, associate with the devotees, and go in the path, then we need not worry about it actually. But at the same time, when the Lord is empowering, one should not get a pride of himself. He should not claim himself because of me. See, I am a great devotee, I am senior, I am do this, do that. No. Any moment it can go. The devotional, the bhakti process, devotional service, actually it is actually walking on the razor. Any moment it may get hot and you may fall down. So for that we have to cry to Krishna actually. Sincerely cry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please allow me to become your Shuddha Bhakta, your devotee, so that in this life itself I can return back to you and realize you and enter into your eternal service. Hare Krishna.
Anybody has got any comments or question? Because time is also finished. Kanandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Om.